Job growth slowing down. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News, 128,000 jobs were added to private payrolls last month, according to the payroll processor, ADP. That's fewer than expected. The official government numbers come out tomorrow. The Labor Department is reporting fewer new weekly unemployment claims.
The Labor Department saying 200,000 people filed new claims for unemployment benefits for the week ending May 28th, down by 11,000 from the prior week. Applications for weekly benefits have remained below pre-pandemic levels for most of the year, despite a shrinking economy and soaring inflation. As for new jobs, the department will release the monthly jobs report for May tomorrow. Economists predict the U.S. added 323,000 jobs last month, snapping a 12-month streak of employers creating at least 400,000 new positions. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say a mass shooting at a hospital appears to have been targeted, but they've not yet talked about any possible motive. Fox's Garrett Tenney.
Police say the shooter, a black man between 35 and 40 years old, was armed with a long rifle and a handgun and killed four people before taking his own life. Witnesses say it was pure madness inside the hospital after the first shots were fired. Officers were on the scene 3 minutes after the first 911 calls came in and immediately entered the hospital.
And they found the victims and shooter dead. President Biden joining other world leaders congratulating England's Queen Elizabeth at the start of her Platinum Jubilee, celebrating 70 years on the throne.
On behalf of the people of the United States, we send you our best wishes to you and the people around the world marking this momentous and historic occasion.
The Queen and other members of the royal family watched a big military parade and flyover in London in her honor today. Joining the U.S. and Germany, the British government pledges to send medium-range rocket systems to Ukraine's military to help in the fight against Russia. A Kremlin spokesman warns of absolutely undesirable and rather unpleasant scenarios if those weapons are fired into Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Biden administration is lifting travel restrictions to Cuba that had been reimposed by President Trump.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken had urged the Department of Transportation to lift restrictions on U.S. airline and charter flights to Cuba in a letter Tuesday, arguing opening up flights supports the Cuban people and the foreign policy interests of the U.S. The agency followed through with the request on Wednesday. But some Republicans and Democrats, like Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Menendez, are warning that easing pressure on Cuba, quotes, risks sending the wrong message to the wrong people at the wrong time. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
Former Star attorneys in court this hour in New York City to be sentenced for stealing from a Star client.
Michael Avenatti finds out today what his sentence is after being convicted for stealing nearly $300,000 from Stormy Daniels. That money was from a book deal Daniels made after reports of an alleged affair with Donald Trump before he became president. Avenatti's facing up to 20 years in prison. But he's already serving time on a separate extortion rap. And in July, he heads for a retrial in federal court on charges that he stole nearly $10 million from five clients. A judge declared a mistrial in that case last August, ruling that prosecutors failed to turn over relevant evidence.
Fox's Jill Nato. Another edition of the Match golf tournament with no pro golfers this time, just football players.
Four of the best quarterbacks in the NFL played some golf for charity Wednesday night at the Wynn Las Vegas. Tom Brady of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers teamed up for 12 holes of match play against the Kansas City Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes and the Buffalo Bills' Josh Allen. The NFC quarterbacks won the match one up. Brady and Rodgers victorious. The four helped raise enough money to donate more than 10 million meals for Feeding America.
That's Fox's Jared Max on Wall Street. The Dow's down 168. The Nasdaq's up 10 points. And I'm Chris Foster. Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.